Welcome to the Taking the Land podcast. This is your home for daily audio sermons from Christian Fellowship Ministries. God has gifted our fellowship with some of the finest preachers in the world, and we want to share.
Are you in need of a passport in a hurry? Look no further. Global Passport Express is here to help. With our efficient and reliable services, we can process your passport in as quick as 7 days. That's right, just 7 days. And that's not all. We specialize in visas for many countries, including popular destinations like China, India, and so much more. Whether you're planning a family vacation, a business trip, or your next mission trip, Global Passport Express is your one-stop solution for all your passport and visa needs. So why wait? Reach out to us today at 210-375-7525 to speak with one of our friendly and knowledgeable representatives. They will guide you through the process and answer any questions you may have. You can also visit our website at www.globalpassportexpress.com for more information and to start your application online. It's quick, easy, and convenient. Mention this ad and receive 10% off any of our services. Don't let time constraints hold you back from your travel dreams. Trust Global Passport Express to deliver your passport fast, hassle-free, and with a smile. Global Passport Express, your passport and visa experts. Get ready to explore the world.
To minister along the lines of the last days that we live in today. And I said, well, Pastor, you're always talking about last days. Well, this is where we live right now. Amen. In the last days, and we need to be aware of what's going on around us. Amen. So there's some things that we often don't think about that we really do need to bring to the forefront. Part of our serious men's meeting that we had on Saturday, we discussed temptation, things of that nature, but there's deception in the last days. In fact, the last days, there's a big emphasis in the Word of God regarding deception, that people can be deceived. Yeah. Not that we're gullible or that we have no sense, but deception is the work of the enemy, and he's very good at it. Amen. And I'm not giving glory to Satan tonight, because he is not worthy of any glory. Amen. But I do want us not to be deceived. Deception, the meaning of it, if you look it up, is to mislead. And when you're being misled, you're being misled from truth. And truth is everything. Amen. Jesus is truth. So therefore, truth is everything. Amen. The cause, it means to cause one to believe what is not true, to believe a lie, to believe what is false, to cause to roam from safety, to get away from truth or from virtue, to go astray. This is what deception is, to be seduced, to wander, to be out of the way. We see this today. The devil, the world, people themselves can be deceived. So there's some elements I want to look at significantly prominent in the last day scenario. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7 reads this: for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Listen, it's already at play today. Only he who knows restraints will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, when the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Thank God that he's coming back. Yes, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, without power and signs and lying wonders and all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Ministered this morning about being saved. We have to receive that. We have to accept that. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, and that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This is a a picture of the last days. Even after Jesus comes, there's going to be a release of deception where people are going to believe the lie. God's going to allow them to believe the lie. But listen, deception is here already. People are being deceived. Why are we preaching this to a church this evening? Because we can be deceived.
Right. Amen.
I mean, it sounds that, well, I'm thought we're Christians and believers. Yes, but we can allow ourselves or open the door to deception. Mark 13, verse 22 says, for the false Christ or the Antichrist, and there's several, it's not just one person that he's speaking about, for the false Christ and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. This is evidently a warning, a powerful spiritual force working, building, and intensifying. Today, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. We're not waiting for the Antichrist to come. The spirit is now here. We see it in government. We see it in the school systems. We see it in every aspect of our culture. That the point that the devil is trying to make is that we don't need Christ. You don't need God. It's an Antichrist spirit. Before it enters the man, the Antichrist, it is a spirit that exists today. The problem and difficulty is most of the church world is looking outward.
Yeah.
It knows about the church of Satan. So I'm not going to go to that church. This is the big, there's no way. We hear I was sharing with someone the other day, I was reading some numbers off of them, and at the end it read 666, and he says, oh my Lord, and you know, I don't know his background, I didn't ask him if he was saved or he was born again, but he heard 666, he says, hey, I don't want anything to do with that number, right? Because that's Antichrist.
Yeah.
Right.
We know that, it's up front, it's something that just takes hold of us. We know about New Age doctrine. Many of us are familiar with it. We don't want anything to do with the New Age. We know about the Moonies, the Krishnas, the JWs, the Mormons. We can understand that these are all doctrines of demons that lead people astray. But we fail in this is our unwillingness to identify and deal with false teaching and error that's within the church. I was talking with individuals recently about different things that are put out there. Because right now you can pull up your phone and you can ask any question you want.
Right.
Really, when did Elvis die? And you'll know when he died, right? Because Google will pull that up. Well, people begin to ask things to Google and to other media formats. TikTok, I guess, is now a big one for getting information. But people asking, I want to know more about end times. I want to know more about revelations. I want to know more about money and Christianity. I want to know more about deception. And they can read all, then you just ask Google and all of a sudden all this stuff comes up. Listen, not all of it's true. In fact, there's a deception that's been loosed upon the earth, and it'd be very foolish for children of God to be deceived by a channel that is not of God.
Right.
Did you know the devil can use the media to destroy your mind?
Preach.
I mean, we've only heard it like every sermon for the last 6 months here. Why? Because it is a major deception.
Yeah.
People get advice from Google. How do I raise my children? Well, good luck. You're going to get 45,000 responses to how successfully they raise. I never spank my kids. I never dis. You can ask dating advice online. How do I find the man of my dreams? Listen, it's foolish to go down those roads because we can definitely be deceived.
Right.
In Revelations chapter 2, the church in Pergamos, in verse 14, it says, you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam. In verse 15, you also have those in your church who have the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Here's a church that has all these different doctrines that are not of God in the church, and people begin to follow. Maybe I don't need as much of Jesus as I need. Yeah, anybody tells you, hey, you need another book to look at other than the Bible, you run. You don't, you listen, you're in for foolishness, right? So this is the reality. This false doctrines that are prominent, or some of them are not even prominent. They're just little slight things, like once saved, always saved. Sounds very nice, right? You pray once, then you can live any way you want, because God would never reject one of his own children. Listen, you can leave the house of God, and you can leave God's covering, and you can backslide. It is a truth that we know through the word of God.
Yes, amen.
Paul says it many times. If you continue, if is one of the most powerful words in the Bible.
Yeah.
I know it's a small word, but it has major impact. If you continue, that means if you don't continue, then you will not see heaven as well.
Yeah.
There's false doctrines that exist in the church in Thyatira in same chapter, verse 20 says, I have a few things against you. You allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce. Saying, you know what? You have a problem in your church. You have a woman that's running things. And I have this against you because she is seducing people to believe a lie. She's drawing people away from God. This can exist in churches today.
Yeah.
That's why there's warnings. And there's numerous warnings. Let's look at some of them real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, don't deceive yourself. If you think you're wise according to the world, God will catch you in your craftiness. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived, neither fornicator.
Yes.
That means people who sleep around. Neither fornicator, nor idolaters. Idolaters, we often don't think of it, but there are people that worship idols.
Yeah.
Right.
They could be statues. They could be real people. They could be worshiping LeBron James. I don't know. There's idolatry that exists in the world today.
Yeah.
Nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. It says, don't be deceived. If you live in sin, you will not make heaven your home. It's pretty plain there.
Yeah.
But yet you have churches today who will ignore these things or think that they're okay. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
Yeah.
Well, they're my friend. I've had them since kindergarten. We're buddies. We've always got along. The scripture says, don't be deceived.
Right.
If you hang out with someone who is not doing well, who's evil company, then it's going to corrupt your good morals or your good habits. Well, I'm strong. The Bible says, don't be deceived. You're deceiving yourself.
Right.
You are. And what hope do they have of salvation if you don't show them the light by serving God? Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
Yes,
I know these are hard sayings, but you know what? God doesn't want us to be deceived.
Amen.
Let me say it plainly. God does not want us to go to hell.
Right.
Amen.
He doesn't. He doesn't want any of us to. So that's why there's a warning. Don't be deceived. The danger that is deadly is it is direct opposition to truth. Deception is the very nature and character and spirit of God. The spirit of God is the spirit of truth. 1 John verse 1, verse 5 through 9 says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you. He's saying, John's saying, we heard this from Jesus and now we're telling you.
Yeah.
We're in 2024. This is to us.
Yes,
that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
Mm.
Now, the lie there means that you're not telling the truth. You're deceiving yourself.
Right.
And do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus Christ. His son cleanses us from all sin. Some people feel sometimes like they're not walking with everybody else. Well, there's a good chance that we're not walking in the light. That's why we're not walking with everybody else. Because we're either walking in darkness or we're walking in the light. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John is saying, this is what Jesus told us, and this is what I'm telling you, that you can walk in the light.
Pastors, disciples, ministry leaders, how many visitors have you lost track of in the last year? Don't you wish there was a better way to stay in contact with people who have visited your church? Like it or not, text messages are the way people communicate today. Some stats to consider, 90% of people prefer text messages over calls. 90% of texts are read within 3 minutes. 45% of text messages get a response. We want to share a solution that our church has started using with great success. It's called Text in Church. Born out of a church plant, the Text in Church creators know what it's like to struggle to get the word out and make meaningful connections with members and guests. More than 35,000 church leaders use this platform weekly to boost attendance and deepen relationships. This is a great solution to help people connect with their churches in a simple, meaningful way. When you use the link in the show notes to create an account, you'll get an instant $100 credit toward all future services. Why not give it a try? Start a free trial using our exclusive referral link below. Text in Church is the number one texting software for churches to make your community feel known, noticed, and loved.
Yes. There's several errors that we make regarding attitude towards deception. One error we can make is that we think it's beyond our control. More or less, we are just helpless victims. We have today a victim mentality. Well, it just happened. I didn't know it. I was overtaken. No way of actually knowing that this was going to take place, because surely no one wants or would willingly allow themselves to be deceived. Listen, we have more to it than we think. Amen. It's not always beyond our power. Some people think it's totally within our power. We know that we're able to control and decide our extent and our limits. We say things like, I may disregard or choose not to believe certain things that I know to be true, or what the world or what the word of God says. But that doesn't mean that I'm deceived. People deceive themselves in thinking that, you know, this is more, it's more about God choosing for me rather than choosing myself. Mm-hmm. So there's some essential foundations I want to look at with you briefly. The first is truth is knowable. Mm-hmm. Truth is knowable. Jesus is knowable. God is knowable. And he's revealed through the word of God. It is spiritual. What this means is there is a spiritual dimension and dynamic. That means there's a force and there is a power we are dealing with other than mind and will. There's spiritual elements at play. The people are deceiving them. People can be deceived because there's a lie that's been propagated and people begin to believe the lie. And if you say the lie so many times by so many people, it becomes the truth. That's what people believe. Truth and every lie has to be against that standard. It means there are spiritual things at play. The devil, the deceiver, he's a liar.
Yeah.
The devil's a liar. You know when you can tell he's lying? His lips are moving. Amen. He's actively seeking to influence your mind and your will.
Yeah.
Not just sometimes, all the time.
Yes.
He's trying to deceive our mind and our will. We're dealing with the living God with whom we have to do. And God is for us, not against us. He doesn't want us to be deceived. That's why he says, my son, Fred Gonzalez, I want you to preach to my people today and tell them not to be deceived. That's how interested God is about us not being deceived, is he tells us, he warns us, he draws the line. He says, don't be deceived. In the last days, this is the spirit that's going to rain down. I'm sending out a warning tonight. Not just to not be deceived, but to realize that in the last days, deception is what's going to influence God's people unless God's people hold on to the truth yes. with everything they have.
Yes, right.
Everything. Mm. This is what the church needs to hear today. Mm. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. Secondly, I want to look at responsibility. Not only is God knowable, but we have a responsibility to know. People think that, you know, ignorance is bliss. If I don't know, then I'm happy. That's why people don't go to church. I don't want to hear what I need to do, because then I'll have to do it, or I'll feel very bad for not doing it. How many of you have been there before? Don't raise your hand. Amen. But that's prominent today in a lot of churches. People are like, you know what? I don't want to be responsible for the truth. But we are.
Yes.
God holds us responsible. Well, you know, we may not know immediately, know and understand all things from the Word of God. We have a personal responsibility to seek, to know, and to act on the truth. The moment you get saved, God says, okay, I want you to know me more. But he doesn't set the limit. You know, some people think God doesn't want us to know. Like, God does not set the limit. You can have as much of God as you want. You can search the word of God and seek his will, and God will help you. God helps you through his word. See, God has not put it beyond our means, because truth and God is knowable, and we are responsible to know and will be held accountable for what we know. The problem is most often ignorance is willful. People will stand in that place of ignorance and say, I just didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know it was wrong. I didn't know. I didn't realize. Most are morally lazy. They're passive. It's a place of responsibility of God. We expect God to show us. We expect to hear it from the pulpit. If the pastor will tell us, if we'll hear it from a teacher, if someone tells us, then we'll know. It has to be proven to us. We have to be convinced or confronted by it. If we're not confronted by it, then, oh, I just didn't know. In the courtroom of God, that does not stand. It will not stand. We have to confront the things. We have, in essence, we have to look and seek the truth. Because the truth is knowable. Amen. We wrongly believe that when people are deceived, that it's entirely the fault of someone else. Well, they were deceived, and the deceiver, it was the deceiver's fault. People are that. Well, you know what? They took advantage of me. You allowed yourself to be taken advantage of. Oh, I'm just the victim. Listen, God sees everything.
Yep.
He knows the choices we make. And even the ignorance that we fake, we cannot fake that before God. In reality, it's often personal failure to seek and to act on what is truth. Fail to make our own personal judgment, to exercise discernment. That's what God wants us to do, to discern the season and the time we live in. But also to discern what's right and wrong, to be able to discern that, to be able to feel that in our spirit, that this is wrong. This conversation is wrong. This attitude I have is wrong. The people I'm involved with, it's wrong to be in that place. But no, we'd rather wait until things blow up and then, oh, I was deceived. No, God holds us responsible. You don't like taking a stand, a lot of people, because to be for something means that you have to be against something else. This is what the politicians kind of waver between, right? They don't want to kind of, but see, we can't live like that. We have to choose. And if we choose to do God's will, then we have to refuse Satan's will.
Right.
If we choose to do God's will, then sometimes we have to let friends go. We have to let those desires go, those longings. We can't go do the things we used to do anymore. But we have to make a stand for something.
Yes, amen.
And a lot of people don't want to do that. I don't want to make a stand. Make a stand, man. I remember in high school, it was like, you know, it was difficult at times to make a stand, right? Because you want to be in the world. You want to be accepted.
Right.
You want people to like you. And the other side, you come to church, you're like, man, preach the word. Tell people need to know the truth. And I remember waffling between the two, you know, and not being able to just, and finally it was it. I said, I'm going to have to make a stand. So there in the cafeteria, I stood up one day in front of everybody and says, hey, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. And I have the answer that you guys are all looking for. And if you need help, come on. I will lead you to Christ. And that would, you know, it's when you make a stand like that, you can't go back. You can't. You just told everybody. Now you have to walk the walk.
Yeah.
You have to talk the talk. And you have to believe the truth and live it.
Yeah.
But I made a stand. I think I was sick and tired of the frustration of being between two places. I need to be for God.
Amen.
And accept that. We must embrace what is true. That means we hold on to it. We identify with it. It aligns our life to it. Ephesians 5 verse 8 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, but the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. That's important to know what's acceptable, because if it's not acceptable, we shouldn't be doing it. Come on, somebody. That's truth right there. So find out what is acceptable. Is it acceptable, the lifestyle that we're living? Is it acceptable, the things that we're doing? You know, when I was messing up big time, I was backslid for 9 months of my life. When I was getting stoned, I would go to parties, and when I would look in the mirror, I would say, what in the world are you doing here? Because I knew it was not acceptable.
Come on.
It was not acceptable to be in that place. God says, you are a child of God. What are you doing in this place?
Yeah.
Why are you doing the things you're doing? I knew it was unacceptable, and it brought conviction to my heart.
Yes.
I said, you know what? I need to be right with God. We find ourselves in that place sometimes where we're doing things that are not acceptable. Verse 11, and we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Yes. God wants us, amen, to be in the light.
Mm.
Failure. A refusal results in deception and delusion. You start lying to yourself.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. This life isn't that bad. You know, the Lord wants us to love, so I'm just going to love everybody. Well, worldly love is not the same as godly love.
Right.
Yeah.
So we end up in the backseat of a car doing foolish, stupid things that we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we deceive ourselves. Mm. We begin to use scripture. Where's the scripture that says smoking weed's cool? Where's that? You're looking for this and that to try and, hey, Jesus drank wine. Mm. We deceive ourselves.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because we talk to people all the time, and they're bringing out all these excuses and justifications, and some warning should go off in our minds. Says, you know what? You've been deceived, brother. You've been deceived, sister. That is not acceptable to God.
Yeah.
But we deceive ourselves, and we believe a lie. And we're not the light. We're walking in darkness.
Right.
God doesn't want us in darkness.
Yes,
he wants us in the light. That's the whole reason he came. See, no one blatantly seeks to be deceived.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter how you reject or why truth is resisted. Its inevitable end is the loss of the ability to distinguish what's right and wrong. And that's a sad place to be, where we just, I just don't know anymore if this is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't matter whether you retain religion or religious posture or use the Bible. That's the first thing people will do when they're deceived.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says, yeah, well, that's one verse in the whole entire Bible.
Yeah.
You got to read the whole thing and apply it to your life. It doesn't matter whether you retain these religious positions or not. Romans 1 verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debase, which means reprobate. Reprobate is where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Where you can't distinguish right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting. In the context, the rejection of God's revelation of himself, making and believing God to be as we want him to be. That's idolatry.
Yeah.
Well, I think God is like this. Well, your thinking is way out of whack. You've created a God in your own image.
Yeah.
A God that does what you want him to do. God says, I'm not that.
Yeah.
I am God Almighty.
Yes, amen.
We can miss it all together and we become reprobate, depraved. Being rejected by God without the ability to make right distinct, to differentiate between right and wrong. And people that are like that, they always think they're right when they're dead wrong. And see, God has more for us than that.
Yeah.
Condemnation that comes to the world that the light has come. But men love darkness rather than light. And that's the truth that we live in today in these last days. My last thought I want to look at with you this evening is the factors that open the door to deception and delusion. It's important to understand these factors because we're going to face them. If you're not facing them today, you will face them eventually.
Yeah.
The first one I will look at is false workers. The devil employs people.
Yeah.
The devil employs individuals. In reality, we're not to be ignorant of this. It's important to not be gullible, to not be naive, to not be bamboozled. I'm going to tell you, we can be like silly when it comes to this. And God says, don't be deceived. There are false workers.
Yep.
There are people who are bad actors and they are not for you. They're against you.
Amen.
And just because someone is so nice, they're so good people. I love them. They're so good. They share their weed. You know, they share their love. They open up their house. They feed you. They think this is just because they do good things doesn't make it true.
Amen.
Doesn't make it real.
Right.
Be very deceptive. Today, people listen to podcasts. They go online. They listen to things. Don't be deceived. They're good people.
Mm.
They have a large following. Listen, the large following sometimes is because there's false doctrine.
Yeah.
There's things that are out there that can really destroy your life or cause you to make bad choices and bad decisions.
Yeah.
I'm not up here to slam every podcaster out there, but I'll tell you, it'd be good to stay in the family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on.
It'd be good to stay in the family. We have some excellent men of God, women of God in our fellowship that put up podcasts that we can go to, we can hear, we can hear some powerful sermons that'll change our life.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're just going on there, what this says, and then we violate our mind. And we get all these questions and we begin to be deceived. Why do you think God gave us a family?
Mm.
So we can stay in the family.
Come on.
So we can stay in God's fold so that we can get the help that we need in our lives. It's truth. That's what God has for us. Consider the text in 2 Timothy. Also Matthew 24 through 4 through 5, 11, 23, 24. These are all warnings about false prophets and false teachers. Where? In the last days.
Yeah.
In the last days. The scripture starts with that. Matthew starts with that. These are going to be end time stuff. They're going to be false, fake, not real. all things that we need to be warned about.
Amen.
The second thing is condition of our heart. So what is it? The factors we can fall into deception. It could be the condition of our heart. Did you know a righteous person cannot be deceived?
Amen.
You can write it down. A righteous person cannot be deceived because you're righteous. You're living righteous. But if you're not righteous, you can easily be deceived. Jeremiah 17, deceitful above all things, the heart is, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Some people, rebellion is part of their nature. I know it's part of my nature. I'm going to be honest. I was rebellious to the core. I've never met, and I worked with young people my whole life. I've never met a young person who's not rebellious. I've met a lot of older people who are rebellious. The reality is, we don't have to be rebellious. Some people you hear, why is he telling? I'm not telling you. The scripture is telling us that. But the rebellion in it says, he's saying that because that's rebellion. We don't want to hear the truth. We want to do what we want to be. But the scripture is very, very explicit. In Mark 7, verse 22, out of the heart flow these things. Thefts, thieving, covetousness, wickedness. Wickedness, people say, what? Wickedness is bad. Let me explain wickedness just because we got a little bit of time. People choose evil, right?
Yeah.
Evil is the bad stuff. We know it's bad. It's bad, it's not acceptable. Wickedness is to enjoy the evil. Oh, I love to fornicate. That's wicked. But people keep going back to it. Yeah. They love it. I was talking to a man the other day. Oh, I love women. He's a married man. But he loves women. Wickedness. My father would tell, his testimony is, I loved weed. I smoked marijuana every day. I needed it to get up. I needed it at the end of my day, and I needed it to go to sleep. I loved my drugs. Wickedness. See the difference?
Yeah.
It's evil, but to enjoy it is wicked. Back to our text. Deceit. How many people can be deceiving?
Yeah.
They can enjoy deceiving other people. An evil eye. You don't want to get into that. Amen. People always looking critical at other people. To me, pride, foolishness. These are the things that men.
Amen.
You hear those scriptures. You know what? That's not in me. I don't have that. That's not. Listen, we can deceive ourselves by thinking we're holy and righteous. But the Bible says none are righteous.
Yeah.
Is your church in need of a brand new flyer design? You're in the right place. We're here to help. My name is Eric Pizarro with Advanced Creative Design. We are offering all listeners of this podcast a 10% discount off their very first order. Feel free to send us an email at advancedcreativedesign23@gmail.com. Also, make sure you mention in that email that you heard us here on this podcast. Our website will be up soon, but in the meantime, we will be glad to help. God bless you all. We look forward to working with you. Make it a great day.
So we need to keep our heart right, open, sensitive, and yielded to God. That's good stuff right there. We need to let our heart be open to God.
Amen.
Let me say, God, if you want to deal with me about my life, deal with me. The moment we close the door to God, we stop growing.
Yeah.
But God wants us to grow. God wants to help us. How many of you shut the door to God? You're not allowed in here. Slam the door. What we need to do is slam the door to Satan and temptation and open the door for God to move in our lives. See, the deception of mind is not apart from the heart. Now, I urge you, brethren, note those that cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. See, if you hear people that are not right and are spewing garbage, stay away from them.
Yeah.
That's good. I thought we were supposed to love everybody. Listen, God wants to protect you against evil.
Right.
So he says, if there's people who are deceiving people, don't hang out with them. Don't. It's a good doctor. I've told people before, as a pastor, stop hanging around with that person.
Right.
Don't be near that person. Don't eat with them. Don't drink with them. Don't party with them. Don't stay away from them.
Amen.
Because you will be deceived.
Yeah.
The scripture says to stay away and avoid these that are contrary to the doctrine. Avoid them. Verse 18, for those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple.
Mm-hmm.
See, the heart is deceived before the mind is. Because our heart can be like, I sympathize.
Yeah.
I love people. And this is God's warning us so that we don't destroy our own life.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us. The reason why many are able to be deceived is because they're trying to deceive other people. The last thing I want to look at is sin. Sin. Deception. Sins are just an action independent of personality. We can believe that. We can turn it on or off. We can't. Sin is sin.
Yeah.
You will reap what you sow. Period. It's an absolute. Take it to the bank. It's sealed and delivered. God said, you will. If you embrace sin, you will be deceived. The capacity to be deceived. Hebrews 3:13 says, exhort one another daily, lest any of you be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin. You know, sometimes brothers get on us, sisters get on and say, hey, what are you doing, man? We don't do that. We shouldn't get offended by
preach.
Because the Bible says to exhort one another. We have to tell each other, hey, man, I've been deceived like that before. You don't mean deceived. I'm telling you because I love you and because I care about you. That's what a family does.
Yeah.
That's how we keep in check. If sin is not confessed, that means speaking in agreement with God regarding sin. If it's not repented of, human responsibility goes to work to justify, to defend our sin, to rationalize it, even to the point of using scripture and forming doctrines to excuse our sin.
Yeah.
That's the nature of sin. The deceitfulness of sin is for us to think that it's okay. It's not okay. And it never will be. You will not be able to make sin righteous. Sin is opposed to God. The reason why scripture speaks regarding don't be deceived about sin and those who sin is because people can be deceived, including believers. So failure to do and to act and to practice upon. James 1 verse 22 says, be doers, not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves and self-deception. Now, I'm a pastor. I preach sermons that God gives me. And then that, not even the next day, I'll hear a story or something comes up and I'll be like, brother, sister, I just preached on it yesterday. You're like, oh, you did? Yeah. You were there, man. We can hear it in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
But James, I'm looking forward to meeting James. I'm right. Telling you. Because he was a no-hold-bar preacher, and he let it loose, and he let it fly. He spoke the truth.
Yep.
He says, don't be just hearers of the word. You need to be doers of the word.
Yes,
because it means nothing. Truth will mean nothing to us until we embrace it and make it our own.
Yeah.
But we can deceive ourselves, and the self-deception is to ignore the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot actually know truth until you do truth.
Amen. That's good.
Think about it. You cannot know truth until you do truth. And only then does it become yours.
Yep.
Only then does it become a part of you. Affirmation alone is inadequate. I go to the door. Right? I associate with the Bible. Right? No, God says you need to make it your own. You need to own it.
Yes.
See, desire and pursuit of riches is also a deception. The attitude and perspective of handling money. Matthew 12, 13 through 22 says, now he who receives seed among thorns is like he who hears the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
Mm.
What that's saying is that money can deceive you.
Yes.
People think that money can buy things in the kingdom. Well, I give money, so therefore we are saved by grace. Deception of mammon is a solution to your problem is the means of security. Because of money, many err from and concerning the faith. They don't trust in Jesus, they trust in money. Because of covetousness, receptive to false doctrines and prey of deceivers, or the prey, P-R-E-Y, of deceivers. We call it blessing, but God sees it as covetousness. I was thinking about this and how the devil is an angel of light. He's described that way.
Yeah.
So he can deceive. A lot of shiny things, wonderful things that we see, and all of a sudden they overtake us, and he throws these lies and deceptions into our mind, and we begin to lie to ourselves. We might even say different things to ourselves, like, God understands why I don't give. Sounds nice. God sees my heart. I give through my time. I may not tithe, but I give of my time. We can deceive ourselves into thinking that that's going to fly with God. My volunteering is my tithe. I'm a volunteer, so therefore that's my tithe. I'm going to keep my money, but I'm going to volunteer my time. Well, we can't negotiate with God like I ministered this morning. I may not tithe, but I give to those I see in need. I've seen churches misuse money, so I'm not going to give to my church. See how it can be very deceiving.
Yeah.
It sounds nice. It sounds wonderful. But it's a lot like the way Satan works.
Right.
We get deceived with money. I'll tell you, that's when people get all messed up. In fact, people get angry when you talk about money. I kind of like talking about money. I do. I love when I tell people, hey, you need to give. And I'm not telling them they need to give because I want them to give more money. I want them to be blessed, and I want God to help them. I learned the hard way, but I've learned.
Yeah.
Is that when we honor God and we put Him first, we pay our tithe. And again, I say pay, not give, because the tithe is us paying to God what's His. When we pay our tithe, it makes God happy.
Yes, amen.
Not only that, it releases the blessing in our life to continue and to flow. We don't want cursed money. We want blessed money. And that's what God has for us. I want to move on to my last thought this evening. Amen. As we let God work. Revelation 12 talks about the great dragon, the old serpent of old, who deceives the whole world. He's active and presently working in demonic forces and entities. That the devil himself wants to deceive men, working out witchcraft, sorcery, spiritual involvement that beguiles, bewitches, assaults against the mind, to confuse, to befuddle, to entice, or to seduce. This is the work of Satan, to deceive God's people.
Yeah.
The New Testament reveals his spiritual realm. Satan is the prince and the power of the air. That is the earth, that is surrounding the earth, the god of this present evil age, who until we're saved, you walked according to. Oh, I never walked according to the devil. You were a child of Satan.
Amen.
But God says, I want that one. He's mine.
Yeah.
She's mine. And he took us away from him. Mm-hmm. Stole us from that kingdom. And you and I can stand and walk in victory. That's such a glorious thing. Hallelujah. There are assaults on our mind. It's essential to recognize and to renounce. We have to renounce these things.
Yeah.
We have to tell the devil to take a hike. We need to renounce the lies of the enemy that we've believed for a long time. Often, we have not only to rebuke the devil, but denounce and renounce. We have to say, that's a lie. We've got to tell the devil, that's a lie. I'm not going to believe it. I'm not accepting it. I'm not going to receive it. Sometimes people will say things to us like, you know what? You're never going to amount to anything. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It's sad what people say in meanness. People get angry, they say mean things.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be stupid the rest of your life. That is a lie. You're a liar. I send it back. I don't receive it.
Yeah.
People say, well, you know what? You're never going to achieve anything. Like, you're always going to be a loser. That's a lie. I'm not going to receive. I'll tell you, we can go through all the lies the devil's thrown at us.
Yeah. Yeah.
By bad actors or straight from the voice of Satan. I'll tell you, we have to call it a lie and reject it.
Yes.
Because it doesn't belong to us. Don't be deceived by those things that come against us. I want to conclude with this. Only refuge that we have, the only refuge we have is Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, amen.
He himself is truth. This morning or this evening, you might be assaulted by deception. You might know and say, you know what? I've been deceived. I believe some things I know that are not true. I'm involved in some things that I know I shouldn't be involved in, but I've allowed myself to be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see it for what it is and acknowledge and confront it with truth. We have to confess, declare the reality, a lie, and it is deception. And we need to close the door to it.
Right.
By doing so, withstanding the lies, the moment they assault your mind, you need to call it what it is and cast it out. On your ears, you say, you know what? I'm standing against that. Take an active stand against the enemy and what he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the devil talks to me. Pastor, the devil talks to you too.
Come on.
He talks to you. I pray that the Lord's speaking to you and you're listening to his voice.
Yep.
But listen, the devil's always going to speak to your mind. He's going to speak doubt.
That's right.
He's going to speak unbelief. He's going to say things about you that are just not true. And you can say, wow, maybe that is true. Or you can say, devil, you're a liar.
Yep.
I don't belong to you anymore. You're not my father. God is my father.
Amen.
And Jesus bought me with his blood. We stand upon that. We shouldn't be deceived. These last days, we should be victorious.
That's right.
Life is at any moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be left. We're going to leave this place.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. That's an exciting thing. But till then, let's fight the good fight of faith. Let's not be deceived. Let us stand in victory. Let's bow our heads and then for a few moments. Father, thank you for the blessed hope that we have.
Hi, I'm Mike Ashcraft, pastor currently in Van Nuys, California. You could go to just any financial professional. but not every financial professional understands the idiosyncrasies of fellowship pastors and church members. We don't need cookie-cutter solutions. We need solutions for pioneers and for laborers who put God first. How can you get your money to make money for you so you don't have to work so much and so that you have more time for ministry? And how can you take care of your family in the event of a tragedy? Call me today. The consultation is no charge. I'm at 310-403-6471. That's 310-403-6471.